So, Rab, a fantastic weekend of racing coming up. You're involved in the Kent Plate, and we've got it's followed by the TV Trophy and the Ladbrokes Puppy Derby at Monmouth. It's nice to see some decent prize money about, isn't it?
I said, Floyd, I hear the grumbles by the race. I think I look at the grumbles and grin about also running money, but that doesn't matter, Floyd. Look at it. The Kent Plate, 12.5 grand. The TV Trophy, I think, that's what, 15 grand or something like that,
15
Floyd.
for two runs, yeah.
Two runs, I mean, Jesus God, it's great money. And then you've got a puppy derby at Monmouth on Monday morning. Listen, and I think that they're racing for 20,000. The only thing I would say there is I can't understand why they're having morning racing at Monmouth. Just not a done thing. But
No,
that
it'll
would
probably be
be.
afternoon. To be fair, probably be the afternoon because they'll make it the later races, won't they?
Yeah, it's quite good that way. But it's still, Floyd, it still means if I want to go for the puppy derby, I'm getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's no good to me.
No,
But
no.
that's neither here nor there. The prize money is awesome, absolutely awesome, and it should be making people shake with excitement, Floyd. Shake with excitement, because if they can't get excited about that, then they shouldn't end the game.
No, definitely. Now I want to talk to you about the Kent Plate. You've got six runners and the six exciting greyhounds. I know most people would expect you to be very much to the fore with all three of the with all six of them, I should say. The other thing is I know that since they've made the improvements at Central Park, I know you rate it very high, the trackers are very, very highly, don't you?
And listen, I was down there last night for trials, and it's tremendous, Floyd. The only thing I'm finding out about the track, it's tough, Floyd. It's really tough.
Yeah.
It's always been brilliant, but it just seems, I don't know whether it's the kind of sand they've got on or what, that it just seems kind of tough. And the track feels great when you go on it and everything, and it's, listen, it looks fantastic, everything about the place, it just looks tremendous, Floyd. So, listen, hats off to them, they're doing a good job down there. They've a couple of wee issues, but I think they'll be on top of them very soon, you know what I mean? But, listen, it's looking good.
Brilliant. Well, let's talk about your six runners. You've got one in each of the six heats of six guarded. So clearly, that's how it's happened. It's not. It's you're not that lucky in life. Queen Shakira in the opening heat, trap four. I know you think an awful lot of her, don't you?
I do think a lot of Floyd. I thought she ran great on Saturday there. I thought she ran a tremendous race, coming straight to home and straight back in. But I noticed that on Saturday night about some of these pups that I had because they were schooled there. And they come back for Hove, and because back in the days when I used to walk into Wimbledon, Floyd, when I used to take my pups over there to school in Wimbledon, and when you went away from Wimbledon, you come back, when you were walking through the tunnel there to get out of the track, I used to watch my dogs getting on their toes and wobbling their tail, being very happy there. And I could see these pups doing the same thing when they landed at Central Park Saturday. When they were walking down the ramp, I could see them wagging their tail and looking about the stadium as if to say, oh yeah, this is where we've been, this is our track. You know what I mean? So, listen, so happy with them. I thought she ran a blinder on Saturday night. Track four's maybe just a wee touch far out for her, but she's in great form, Floyd, great form. I'm very, very happy with her after she came off the track, and she was happy. She was in good form. So just hope everything goes all right with her on Saturday night, and we can carry on with her.
Yes, definitely. Then in the second heat, you've got her. I always describe her as a cousin, Joni, who so far has been the most successful of the bitches, hasn't she?
Yes, she's brilliant, Floyd. She's got a wee bit more early than Shakira, I think, in my opinion. She loves to bowl along there, you know what I mean? She'd done everything right Saturday night. Again, she'd banged the boxes, and she was in command very early, and that was it. Cramped up a wee bit on Saturday night in the road home. I watched And when she come off the track, I could see her when she was cramped up down one of her back legs. But listen, that run would bring her on a window flight, you know what I mean? Plus the fact, you know, when you're coming out of having a wee virus in your kennel, it takes a couple of runs just to shake everything off. But listen, she's another one. When I got her back home next morning, couldn't be any happier with her. Thought she would have been a wee bit tired, but no, there she was. She was up at the bars trying to come over them.
And she is one of the litter that she's already got two Category 1 races to her name already, hasn't she?
Yeah. She got a Pro-Jew Stakes in the track record that's winning, and she went and won the British Red Derby at Sheffield, and I just see her coming back to the same kind of form, Floyd. I see everything, all the things about the bitch. I see the way she's filling out again, and the muscle, the texture of the muscle on the shoulders and the back legs and everything just starting to come right. I think I'm looking for them to be stepping up that wee bit, because the last couple of weeks, Floyd, the runs at home and the runs at Central Park, was willing to see what position I'm in with the pups, you know what I mean? Because they were offering me, well, I was doing a bit of work with them, cleaning them out and that, and I just wanted to see what kind of stage I was at with them. And I was very happy with the stage I'm at, but I think there's that wee bit more to come from. I don't think they're too far away. I'm not going to tell lies and say, they're only 50%, because the people would know that it's just total bullshit. But I just think there'll be a bit of fitness still to come to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now, I know, I when we've talked about them in the past, you've always felt that King Sydney is kind of the dark horse in the litter, that he's probably better than anybody has seen so far. You didn't race him last week, but you trialled him, did a 29.13, which would be right up there with the litter brothers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he's a different type of dog. He's maybe not get the early his brothers and that, but he's a strong dog for it. And I wanted him out in the race this Saturday, but I wanted to see him trialling, so I put him down on the Tuesday and trialled him in the 29.13. Now, I felt as if it was good on the Tuesday when I trialled. I felt as if the track was that wee bit better, you know what I mean? I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
And listen, I was very pleased with him. It was a wee chance to get a look at him myself, and it looked as if he was coming home very strong. He is an hard dog. Now, if I had to say that a dog that's no properly yet would be him, Floyd, you know what I mean? He is a wee bit behind him. But he's going to catch up with him come the end of this competition. He's going to be right up there and ready to go to war, you know what I mean? So, but I'm very, very happy with his condition. Everything's all changed about the dog. The dog's felt out. His tonsillitis, I got his tonsils out, and his quotes came brilliant. It's up there with the other litter brothers and that. So, listen, just keep our fingers crossed and hope it's all a good performance for us.
Excellent. Going on to the fourth heat, I think, I know, such a popular dog, King Capaldi, taking on Churchfield Sid again. We're not going to go down the Monmore route here, but Capaldi himself, when I talked to Daniel Rankin about the competition, he thought that both he and Memphis looked as though they were struggling a little bit late on for the need of the run. Still did 29.17 last Saturday, and you're expecting him to progress?
Capaldi was one of the other ones that cramped up a bit on Saturday night. I'm expecting him to come on a bundle, Floyd, you know what I mean? But what I will say, Floyd, for all the years I've been in greyhound racing, and I've been in greyhound racing a long, long time, and I've seen some champions over the years, Charlie's dogs, Nicky's dogs, and I've seen some real, real champions. I'll tell you something right now, Floyd, with what I watched on Saturday night, it's been a long, long time since I've seen a dog going to a corner like him on Saturday night. It was just absolutely breathtaking to watch him, the way he hit it, the way he went to the corner. Floyd, it was breathtaking. And I kind of thought you might tie up a wee bit. Just lucky fitness in that, Floyd. And when I got him at the pickup, I noticed he had cramped up a bit. So that's all to come with him, but he'll come good. Just got to keep the brakes up, which he is. He's a natural breaker. So I'm just hoping he keeps everything right and gets his chance, Floyd, because if he keeps doing what he's done in Saturday night, they have to come from behind him.
I was going to say, everybody, obviously Memphis is kind of the, in most people's view, as the top dog, but there wouldn't be much we could pull it. I mean, that 305 sectional, I don't know whether that's a record. I can't imagine anything having ever gone quicker.
I don't think it's ever been done to the relay the track in that Floyd. I was going to talk to the boys, and I don't think anything with 305's ever been done to the relay the track and done all the track. I'm not quite sure, but listen, I know what I've seen in Saturday, and I've seen something special, you know what I mean? There's like the puppy derby all over again, you know what I mean? Even what he done to Memphis. I know Memphis was doing things wrong a wee bit at the boxes during the puppy derby, but Capaldi was doing it, his toaster. I think he was breaking the 4 second barrier, you know what I mean? So, but what he done on Saturday night was awesome, absolutely breathtaking. I mean, for me to stand there and watch him, I know he's my dog in that Floyd, I know I train him and all the rest of it, but to watch one of your dogs doing that, I thought to myself, I'm just going to, made me stand there and made the hairs in the back of my neck go when I seen him hitting the boxes like that Floyd, because it was in a flash, he was free clearing, you know what I mean? And you've got to remember, Floyd, that we're not talking A5s or A4s, we're talking open races, you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely so. Right, I wanted to move on to Heat 5. You've got Queen Georgia in one. She's Joni's sister, isn't she? How would you compare the two of them?
Joni's a wee bit different. Sometimes Joni hasn't got the you're talking about Georgia, you know.
Yes, I'm going to say Georgia is Joni's sister. How would you compare the two of them? Yeah. What would you make of Georgia compared?
Georgia's probably no, just got quite the early pace that Joni's got.
Yeah.
But Georgia would be staying on stronger, you know what I mean? She'd be coming home harder. She would be rattling home. I actually think this bitch is wanting a bit further. But she's available and she's ready, and the way she's running Saturday night, and she wants that rails badly, she goes for it. Listen, if she comes out and goes round the first bend, they'll know they're in the race, because that's one thing about her. She puts her head down and she goes for it, you know what I mean? Good wee genuine bitch, probably wants a bit further, but I was very, very pleased with her on Saturday night, and I think she gets a wee bit overlooked, Floyd, because of Joni. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't overlook her. I've always rated her good. You know what I mean? Even Tony Collette, I think it was Collette that had her. And he said to me, he says, Rav, this bitch will not be much between them. He says, this is a good bitch.
That's interesting. He's a good judge, fabulous judge, Tony. And then moving on to the last, the boy himself, the English Derby favourite, King Memphis, trap one in the last heat. You happy enough with him?
Yeah, I'm delighted with him, Floyd. He's learning. I'm telling you right now, he's learning. He's hitting the boxes more consistently. He's getting it, knows his job. I mean, he was the same the other night there. I know he was in against good early pace dogs, and what he did for the boxes to the corner. But I can see him coming forward that much, just growing up a wee bit, and he was still a bit fresh when he went out there on Saturday night. He's still a bit kind of hyper, and he just needs to calm down a wee bit. He just needs to get a few races together, you know what I mean? Because on Saturday night, he just played up a wee bit in an open parade, and he was a wee bit hyper, and I could see him getting bubbling up a wee bit. But listen, the more runs he gets, the better he'll get. But one thing is that he's definitely learning. He's learning the boxes a lot better. He's stopped that sitting down. I don't need to bother with him now. I just put him in the box and he's getting down to his work. He was sitting down all the way through the puppy derby and all the rest of it. But he seems to have got himself out of that habit. So I'm just hoping that he carries on doing what he's doing and showing that nice bit early, because The rest of it will all come to him, you know what I mean? Fitness wise, and that ploy, it will all come with him. It's just a matter of getting a few races under his belt, and if we can get the next 2 or 3 weeks out the road, he'll be back to full fitness, you know what I mean? Back to himself, you know what I mean? But listen, saying that, he still broke the 29 barrier, and that's that's very, very hard to do it. Central Park now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was an absolute... And to think that I thought he was going to cramp it. Well, he definitely did cramp up. There was three middles cramped up. There was Memphis, Capaldi and Joni. You know what I mean? So if I can just get his fitness level up a wee bit and if he comes home the way that we all know that he can come home, then they're not saying how good he'll be. But we'll see in the next 2 or 3 weeks what he's like.
And I take it then after this, windows will draw, obviously, fingers crossed that he gets through. But then after that, then it's off to Toaster, yeah?
No, Floyd, I was sitting thinking about that. We've got a few bitches there that I would have to go to for the Brighton Bell at Hove. So they're always good and it's always a lucky track. So I would probably take Shakira, Joni, Georgia and Leona down for the Brighton Bell.
Yeah.
And then we'll have Judgment Night, which I'm going to take part in, and we'll have a go at that. And then straight after Judgment Night, then everything will head to Towcester and we'll see how many we've got available for the Derby. But I feel as if this year, I've been going to the English Derby a few years now, Floyd, but I've been going with one really good hopeful, or maybe 3 or 4 dogs that maybe get us to the quarterfinals or that, and been a wee bit lucky and going to semi-finals and that. But I feel as if I'm getting this year, I could be going to Towcester with maybe 6, 7 or 8 dogs. And out of 6 or 7 or 8 dogs, I feel as if there are 4 or 5 of them that they're all capable of beating one another on a day. Because the way I look at it, Floyd, you look at Sydney 29-13, you look at Capaldi, you look at Memphis and all the rest, you look at all these dogs and bitches. When there's only 2 lengths between them, Floyd, that tells me that every one of them's capable of beating the other in the right day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That when we're only talking that kind of that distance, you know what I mean? So that tells me
that. The Puppy Derby was proof of that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then listen, we don't know yet about Coombs. We're just playing a bit with Coombs just now, getting him right. He'll come right, and he'll be another one that'll go to Towcester. And I expect to see a different dog coming out when I do bring him out, you know what I mean? I just think there'll be a good team of dogs, and I'm looking, God willing, I'm looking forward to it this year, Floyd, because I don't feel as if I'm just going up there with one hope. I feel as if I'm going up there with a lot of dogs and bitches that are capable.
I was going to say, in the height of your career, you won't be in this position too many times, will you?
No. I used to sit back when I used to go to Wimbledon. I used to see Charlie come in with 2 vanloads for the English Derby. And I used to think to myself, what a position, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this time, I'm hoping to be going to the likes of Towcester with a vanload or 2 vanloads or whatever. But not just that, Floyd. Every one of them were bred, reared, and schooled and brought in this place, you know what I mean? So that is just that wee bit more excitement, you know what I mean? That is just that wee bit more of a buzz. But it's a long way away yet, Floyd. There's a lot of water to get under the bridge yet.